Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about nice and easy persuasion. If you want to land that next job, make the big sale, win over an upset customer, or persuade your team to test drive your outrageous idea, the best advice based on scads of research is, wait for it, be nice. That's it. Just be nice. In fact, research outlined in Dr. Richard Wiseman's brilliant little book, 59 Seconds, Think a Little, Change a Lot, suggests that the number one factor when it comes to persuasion is the likability of the persuader. In addition to just being genuinely nice, authentically nice, some of the specific findings from research suggest that you can improve your odds of persuading someone by... Number one, delivering negative information up front. When people admit mistakes or problems with an idea early on, as opposed to waiting till the end to bring them up, likability ratings go up. Number two, sitting at the middle of the table. Studies show that we tend to have a more favorable impression of people sitting in the middle of a meeting table than those sitting on the periphery. Number three, keeping things simple. Studies repeatedly show that people trust, like, and respect people who use plain, simple language more than people who use overly complicated jargon. And people who use simple, direct language are typically rated as more intelligent, which is why businesses need to stop saying things like, "We regret any inconvenience, blah, blah, blah," which is deja vu, the feeling you've heard this bull before, and instead just start speaking plainly, like saying, "Oops, we screwed up, and we're really sorry." And number four, speaking of screwing up, humbly screwing up can help you be more persuasive. Yep, you heard right. In several different experiments, people who screwed up in some way, like spilling over a cup of coffee, were ranked as more likable and trustworthy than people who seemed too perfect. Another reason to own your bloopers and laugh them off rather than stewing over them. Number five? Passing along positive gossip helps you be more persuasive. There's a phenomenon known as spontaneous trait transference that works like this. When you pass along positive comments about a colleague, the listener subconsciously applies those same positive traits to you. In other words, the nicer you speak about other people, the nicer people think you are as well. And lastly, using humor. When salespeople offered to throw a pet frog into the mix when trying to sell an expensive piece of art, buyers were far more likely to settle on a higher price. Humor has been shown time and time again to lower people's resistance and build trust. And now my fun at work tip. I kid you not, a little kidding around can help your company generate better ideas. Some companies have been known to bring kids, in fact, into brainstorming meetings as a way to add some truly fresh perspectives. In fact, when a Fluor Corporation office did this in California, the groups that included a mix of kids and adults generated more ideas and better ideas. So why not invite some kids into your next meeting or include some employees' children in contests that get them involved in your workplace? Your employees' families are part of your support team, and engaging family members through fun contests might not only generate some innovative ideas, it will also have a tremendously positive impact on employees' engagement levels and loyalty. And the quote of the week from Susan Riley Salgado, "In the work environment, innovation comes from trust. From people having a voice." And in It's a Wacky World, looking for the accidentally funny in the world we know is one of the quickest ways to grow your sense of humor, here's some unintentionally funny newspaper headlines. Threats disrupt plans to meet about threats. Hospital is sued by 7-foot doctors. Midget sues grocer, cites belittling remarks. Astronaut takes blame for gas in spacecraft. And finally, psychics predict world didn't end yesterday. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, I'd invite you to cruise over to the website for articles, videos, and more, www.humoratwork.com.